here as the goaltender for the Arizona Coyotes. You know, we usually like to chirp you, Mike Smith, but with points in 6 of 7 decisions, we just have to flat out give you props. Congratulations when you've been in there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you guys like to chirp me, but I can handle it.
Well, you're healthy. That's a start.
Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah, I watched your game the other night in Edmonton, and I got to tell you, I mean, I saw the the excitement with the guys after the game with the effort you put in a tough situation. Was that your best performance this year, Mike?
Oh, I think it's up there. I think it's a team now that's changed the dynamics of their the whole organization. So I think it was a game where they came at us pretty hard, but I think our guys did a good job of shutting down their big guns and keeping the majority of the stuff to the outside. So that makes it quite a bit easier on the goalie.
Is that a big challenge for you to start the season and look down your lineup and see so many young players that are talented but inexperienced? Did that put a little more weight on your shoulders to start the season?
Yeah, I think we have, 9 players under the age of 21. So, and we've incorporated some newer faces, I think 4 or 5 new guys this year. So obviously there's a transition period, to learn the system, kind of get familiar with your surroundings and ultimately, find ways to win hockey games and play solid, all through 3 zones. So, we knew coming into the season it was going to be challenging, and everyone that's signed here and that's been here, I think, understands the situation we're in, but we're just trying to improve every single night, and I think we've done that. I think we've really seen, a change since we had a tough start with a 6-game road trip after our first home game, and that's not always fun that early in the season, but, I think we've really shown a lot of sign of improvement since then, and hopefully that continues.
So as a 34-year-old now, chatting with Mike Smith, Arizona Coyotes goaltender, with Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McLean, as a 34-year-old, who do you look to for advice on how to fit in with the kids?
The GM?
I feel damn old. I feel really damn old in this team, that's for sure.
How weird is it when your GM is like, you have to help him get into, where do you go? Chuck E. Cheese for your meeting?
That's not fair.
How weird is it, though?
That's not fair.
I'm kidding. How weird is it?
Age is just a number, I guess, right?
But you said that's what I've been saying for a few years.
But you said you feel old.
Yeah. I do feel older with this team. I remember coming in the league and I was the only rookie on our team in Dallas. And you look now and there are 6 on our team this year. And like I said, 9 guys that are under 21. And you're just like, wow, like the game's changed.
So you must have a ball hanging out with Shane Doan on the road. He's the only guy you can hang with.
Well, I'm the third oldest guy on the team now. We got Verbata back, so.
Oh, that's right.
He's older than me, so.
The share of the rookie dinner is going to be $20 each.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Mike.
Not quite.
Two guys that lit it up last year for you, Domi and Duclair. And they really struggled to start the season to put the puck in the net. Is there anything that you can do as a veteran to help them, the tendencies that you see last year, maybe you don't see this year, practice? Have you talked to those guys at all?
Yeah, I think, one thing about our group here in Arizona is that we have an unbelievable group of, talented young players, but they're good kids. And I think it just makes it a lot easier as older guys to want to help them, and they're eager to want to learn, and I think that's real important for the development. But obviously, the second year in the league, you're expected to, produce a lot more than your rookie season. And both Max and Dookie are great players and going to be for a long time. But I think, one thing I saw early in the season from both those guys, they're just trying to do too much. And I think it's to be expected. Your second year in the league, you had really good rookie seasons, and now you're expected to be a big part of the offense and be big players for our team. And I think when you get to that point, you start to try and maybe we just stick a little tighter to make plays that aren't there instead of just making the easy ones. And I think, over the past couple of weeks, they've both played a lot better. And Max is starting to shoot the puck a lot more, and he's getting rewarded for it.
Do you, at this stage of your career, Mike, you're in the midst of a major rebuild with some good young players there and some good, a good-looking blue line. But you see what Luongo did. He went to Florida knowing full well it was going to be a big rebuild and a big challenge. At this stage of your career, I mean, do you think Stanley Cup, or are you content in the midst of a rebuild?
I don't think I'm content. I think, as a professional athlete, you want to win. And, there's two ways to look at it with the situation, where you can ho-hum and feel sorry for yourself, or you can, try and do something to make your team better and help your team win. And I think I'm, came into the season feeling healthy and just trying to do everything I can to, to give the team the best chance to win and to try and help the team improve. And we are young, but, these kids are going to learn a valuable lesson this first year they're playing, and hopefully that can transition into, winning very soon down the road.
What were you able to see out of Jacob Chychrun in the first quarter of the season? I was flabbergasted to see this guy drop so quickly in the draft when just a few years ago people were talking about him being a potential top three pick.
He's got a man's body in a kid's age, so I think he skates really well. He obviously played a ton in exhibition season, and then at the start of the season he was playing a lot. He hasn't played as much lately, but I think there's good things to be said about this kid. He's determined to be an NHL player, and he works real hard, and he's a big boy, and that obviously helps in the position that he's in. So I think he's going to be a real good player for us for a long time.
This will
a rookie defenseman coming in is a difficult position, but he's handled it very well.
I'm going to ask you this because it'll probably sum up things better than I could ask you by a hockey question. But which of the first or second year players on your team would you trust to babysit your kids?
Oh man. That's a really good question. Domes is a really good, kid, and I've had him over. He's unreal with the kids.
He's good with his dog.
I don't know if I trust him alone with them.
Furniture be up, turned around.
I'm sure if all nine of them got together, they could handle it all right.
That's true. Might take all nine. Congratulations on coming back, getting healthy, and the individual success, and hope team success follows. Thanks for doing this.
All right. Thanks, guys.